American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. The head of the Federal Emergency Management Agency told lawmakers today she has encouraged the agency's inspector general to review whether an employee was acting alone when directing workers helping hurricane victims not to go to homes with yard signs supporting President-elect Donald Trump. FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell said a critical function of the agency is to go door to door and meet with survivors to make them aware of federal resources available. Confirmations and appointments are a big deal right now, especially as Donald Trump continues to announce cabinet picks. And he has a new one for the Secretary of Commerce. Here's Fox's Peter Ducey.
The president-elect nominated Howard Lutnick to lead the Commerce Department. He says, in part, he will lead our tariff and trade agenda with additional direct responsibility for the Office of the United States Trade Representative. President-elect Trump is also initiating a new standoff with Chuck Schumer, the Senate Democrat leader. He says on Truth, the Democrats are trying to stack the courts with radical left judges on their way out the door. Republican senators need to show up and hold the line. No more judges confirmed before Inauguration Day. But Schumer says he is undeterred.
Trump also nominated Dr. Mehmet Oz to be head of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services and said Oz will work closely with RFK Jr., his pick for Secretary of Health and Human Services. A black student at New York University is asking if it's time to rewrite the American national anthem. The country is, in her opinion, rooted in anti-black sentiment. Here's AFN Steve Jordahl.
Oh, say can you see?
It might be a little hard to sing, but the national anthem swells the pride in every American heart. Or at least it should. But NYU's Alicia Allen says African Americans can't sing the song honestly because of all the racism in the country. Maybe it's time to rewrite a few verses, she opines. Joe Mobley of Project 21 says identity politics has hidden problems in the black community.
The onus is on the person making the claim, which is Alicia in this case. What are the real, true, fact-based realities facing black America? Low literacy rates, high crime rates against other black Americans and other black communities.
And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air.
He says if the supposedly oppressed African Americans in America want to figure out why they're at the lower end of the success curve, they need to look at their own leaders and influencers.
It's not because they're bad people. It's not because they sought to be this way. It's because they've been propagandized.
Allen says blacks can't sing about the land of the free and the home of the brave. Mobley says she can if she looks honestly at her adopted country.
Of the brave.
I'm Steve Jordahl.
The defense is presenting its case at the Lake and Riley murder trial in Georgia. But we will not hear from the accused illegal alien. Here's Fox's Gernal Scott.
Athens Clark County Superior Court Judge H. Patrick Haggard, once the prosecution rested, told defendant Jose Ibarra it was his option to testify in the Lake and Riley murder trial. Ibarra is charged with murder, kidnapping, and aggravated assault, among other charges. Through an interpreter, the decision was made.
Mr. Ibarra, do you want to testify?
Señor Ibarra, ¿desea usted testificar? No, sir.
State prosecutors say Ibarra looked for female victims on the University of Georgia campus before Riley was fatally attacked. Ibarra's alleged crimes in part fueled a national debate on illegal immigration in America. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
As we previously told you on AFN, the Texas A&M University Board of Regents voted unanimously early this month to end 52 low-performing programs, including an LGBTQ minor, as reported by Outlet Texas Scorecard. Days later, members of the Texas A&M Faculty Senate spoke against the regents' actions. A professor in plant pathology and microbiology, Clinton McGill, said he believed the regents were acting on ignorance, in thinking they knew better than the faculty did. Find more news online at AFN.net. I'm Robert Thornton.